Flint Hawk in space is kind of a hawk. Is it any different from, like, are any other known frogs? Different kinds of little things sitting there?
No, I don't think so.
Is it any different from a harmonica?
No, I said same thing.
Same thing. Okay. How about something that you, the little instrument that you hold in your mouth between your teeth, and you pick it with your fingers and it makes a noise?
Is that what it is?
Flute? No, that little, it's just a little tiny thing. It has it's a kind of instrument that you put in your mouth and then you pick it with your fingers and it makes a twang sound. Yeah, okay. What would be some of the usual tools you might have around the house?
Saws and hammers and things like that.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that? What do you call that long piece between the two horses? Okay. A lot of people, they wouldn't know that it was a
hot knife.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
wagon.
Okay. For the parts of a wheel, what do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel? That piece of steel
that goes around the rim. That's the rim that goes around the seat.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the barbed wood that the traces are fastened to?
Saddle seat.
Okay. Now, in a wagon, you'd have two horses and each one has a saddle seat. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to make the horses keep together?
Okay.
But how do you keep them from one pulling out ahead of the other?
You have lines.
Okay. Is there anything across the front of the cone?
Yeah.
What is something that you used to put across the front of the cone?
Well, there's a chain or something holds that cone up, and they're fixed to that somewhere, and then their bridles and things are the lines I fixed in with their bridles for you to direct them. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking
about
something.
How.
I can't remember if it's a long since I saw it.
Well, it's a big old.
I mean, I'm
hitting it. It's something tough, but I don't know. They sang a piece behind in this front part.
Yeah, there's
something. There's a cane runs up there somewhere. It's been so long. I don't know. I've seen it.
It's been a long time since I've even thought about that. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what to the wood?
Carrying it to the corner of the house, then.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and
pulled it across.
Okay, and if you pulled it across, you might also say you tied up, you don't pick it up or anything, you just are pulling it, you might say you
rolled it.
Well, if you hit something to it, you pulled it. Alright, if something's really, really heavy and you go to pull it and it goes across the yard, you are just barely
breaking.
Pulling it, and so you're
dragging it.
Okay. What do you brush the ground with in the spring? Or the farmer brush the ground with?
Wow.
And after he plowed, what do you use to break up the ground even more to make it fine?
Drag high.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of a wagon sit onto? Wheels of a wagon. And back to the wagon again. What do you call that piece that goes underneath to hook the two wheels together?
That's the running bar. Isn't it running gear?
The
running gear.